This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House Appropriations Committee has begun combing through the governor's budget proposal and got some rather unpleasant news from Secretary of State Tom Shedler.
I have no funding for elections past the fall elections statewide. And the most affected election would be the presidential preference primary that is held in the spring.
Speaker pro tem Walt Leger said that can't be because the governor forgot about that particular election.
We passed legislation last year
that changed that
in a bipartisan fashion to try to make that primary more meaningful in the national scene and more meaningful for presidential campaigns so that we can attract the candidates to be here.
The primary is currently scheduled for Saturday, March 5th, and is the only presidential primary that day. We would be the 17th state to vote our preferences for presidential candidates in 2016. Secretary of State Shedler said it's really very cut and dried.
If there's $3.5 million, we have a presidential preference primary. If there's not $3.5 million, we don't have a presidential preference primary.
Monroe Representative Katrina Jackson said the failure to fund the election puts Louisiana in a terrible position.
My concern is that we'll be a state that now those who are seeking the office of president won't even have to pay attention to. We basically become a non-factor with this budget the way it is.
Leger said it feels like a slap in the face from the Jindal administration.
There's a budget that's been recommended to us that authorizes funding for elections through the end of December. And then beyond that, you're on your own.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.